Expedia is on the move. The giant online travel company is traveling across the lake from Bellevue to Seattle. KUOW reporter Joshua McNichols asked people in Bellevue how they're taking the news.
It's a little after 9:30, and I'm at the Cafe Ladro in the lobby of Expedia's office tower in Bellevue. Expedia's employees come from all over the world. Here they are, reacting to the news about Expedia's planned move.
Oh, I mean, that would be just great for me, because I live in Seattle, so that means I can take the bus. I'd save a lot of money on gas, I guess.
I love Seattle, love West Side, never really wanted to move to Bellevue, so it's great. I'm very excited.
It's awesome. I'm so happy.
Why are you so happy?
Because I live in Seattle. I can forget about cars. I can forget about public transport. I can bike all the way in without having... Because 520 doesn't have a bike lane, so don't have to put a bike on a bus anymore.
Those were Expedia employees Sarab Serdeshpande, Yelena Liebman, and Bill Bush. Expedia says 75% of its employees actually live on the east side. But that could change. Sarah Gavin is a spokesperson for the company.
We have a really young talent base here at Expedia, and so there's a lot of people in Seattle already. And in general, as we bring on more and more young techies, Seattle's where they want to be anyway.
But what does that mean for the people and the businesses left behind? John Slavik works in the showroom for Classic Pianos in downtown Bellevue.
This is the Bösendorfer Model 225. It has more than 88 keys. It has four extra keys at the bottom.
It takes over a year to build one of these pianos. It costs about $130,000. Slavik says he's sold pianos to Expedia employees, but he's not worried about the future.
Expedia's a drop in the bucket compared to Microsoft and their employees here. And we're right next door to Medina. So, you know, this is a rather affluent area, to say the least.
Slavik understands that young techies might prefer Seattle's character, but he says Bellevue's special in its own way.
I prefer cleaner streets and no graffiti and low crime, and that's what you get out of Bellevue.
Experts say other businesses will appreciate those qualities too. Some say Expedia's departure might even be good for Bellevue. Paul Sweeney's with the Broderick Group, a real estate company helping lease out Expedia's old space. He says Bellevue's been so dominated by a few big companies that there's been no room for smaller companies who want to grow. There just hasn't been enough office space.
Yeah, right now, without not including the new construction that's coming, there's nothing in downtown Bellevue.
Now things are shaking up. Rents should dip a little. Sweeney says Microsoft probably won't swoop in and lease Expedia's old building because Microsoft isn't growing so much these days. That means Expedia could be replaced by an ecosystem of smaller growing companies.
You know, it just hopefully will contribute to the diversification of the east side.
But not everyone's happy about Expedia's departure. Carl Bennett runs the Panhandle Barbecue, a food cart about a block away from Expedia headquarters. He says he'll miss those hungry, young, international Expedia employees.
They have certain things that they all like. One floor might like the Frito pie.
So the Frito pie, what's in that?
It's got Fritos, chili, two blends of cheeses, jalapenos, and onions.
And barbecue, too?
And barbecue.
Bennett says Expedia employees praised his business online and sort of made it locally famous.
They are responsible for our business growing here because they would tell their friends, and then they'd come, and on Fridays we get to-go orders where they're taking it home and stuff. So I'm going to definitely hate to see these guys go.
That's the thing. Even if all the experts say Bellevue will be okay, 3,000 local employees are being ripped from one community and deposited in another. And though they might prefer Seattle and that glittering Amgen campus on the waterfront, those employees have had an impact here in Bellevue, and they will be missed. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.